the so-called blacklist or the list of non-cooperative jurisdictions. I know there'll be two, right? There's the EU one and there's the French one. Could you comment generally on them?
Yes, the French one is more or less the same than the European one. And actually, the European one is taken into consideration by the French one. We have a company in tax haven, in some tax haven, which are not cooperative, i.e. it means that they do not exchange information. Right. So it's quite limited. Country like Vanuatu, Turks and Caicos, it's mainly islands. So we have now still the Bahamas, which is quite used by US citizens, but it's really a quite marginal country. Mm-hmm. So I don't, well, the cost of dealing with them is you will pay high withholding tax, 75%, if you distribute dividend to a company set up in these countries.
Right. There'll be CFC rules as well. So if
For companies, yes, we have CFC rules. Right. And also for individuals, actually, we have CFC rules. And
so there's no income deferral in those. Everything has to pour out.
Exactly.
Okay. And I guess also banking would be quite difficult.
To open a bank account of this entity in France, yes,
it's very difficult. Okay.